from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump and the British Prime Minister about to hold a joint news conference. British Prime Minister Theresa May met with President Trump today at the White House. At this very moment, they're about to conduct a joint news conference. She's the first foreign leader to meet with Mr. Trump since he took office a week ago. From Washington, the Prime Minister will be visiting Turkey. Dorian Jones files this report for VOA on that visit.
Prime Minister May will spend a day meeting with her Turkish counterpart, Binali Yildirim, and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. May's office, speaking ahead of the visit, described Turkey as an indispensable partner and close ally. International relations expert Soli Özel of Istanbul's Kardahas University says there will be a full agenda for May's visit.
They do have important commercial ties, but there are also security issues, and on that Turkey and Britain may actually still cooperate, and Cyprus will be on the agenda.
British officials say Cyprus is expected to be a key area of talks, given that the United Nations-sponsored reunification talks ended in deadlock earlier this month in Geneva. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley arrived at the United Nations today for her first day of work as the new U.S. envoy, declaring it would not be business as usual.
You are going to see a change in the way we do business. It's no longer about working harder, it's about working smarter. And we have a fantastic team at the USUN that's ready to prove that. Our goal with the administration is to show value at the UN. And the way that we'll show value is to show our strength, show our voice, have the backs of our allies, and make sure that our